shocking, and it's unfortunately one that the city has seen in the past as well. But it's exactly the type of response from those affected by it that shows the best of the city. Everybody around, the hotel staff did excellent work to get the hotel evacuated. Other residents in the area were also affected, and there was a wake taking place in the city, and people who are attending the city for the wake were actually staying in the hotel itself. So it's caused significant disruption to visitors to the city and also to residents in the city. But those affected by it have rallied round and made sure that they're not going to let the people responsible for this device holding our city back.
And the people responsible, this is absolutely mindless. There can be really no explanation.
Absolutely, and it's just reckless behaviour, walking into the hotel lobby and leaving a prime device in such a public area. It shows a clear disregard for life. It shows that people who do carry out those types of attacks do not speak for the city, do not have any mandate to speak for the city, and it's one that on it's an occasion that the city has been able to respond to with condemnation from all sides. I hope that that the people that are affected will be able to put this experience behind them and move on, because it's not the Derry that people here in the city know and want to show off.
There may have been tourists, businessmen staying in this hotel. It paints a terrible picture of the city.
It shows that that there are still a small element in our city that want to hold us back. But there are many people working together with one voice, trying to push our city forward. Last night, our city was receiving awards from the Northern Ireland Tourist Board for all the wonderful things that happened in our city over 2013. And we have the news today, this morning, of this attack last night. It's not the message that we want to send out about Derry. Derry is a place that has changed, and a small minority of people want us to stay in the past. That's not where we want to go. So many people in our city are committed to moving our city positively forward.
Given this incident took place in such a public area, people in the area may have seen something.
Yes. I would appeal to anyone with information on those responsible who either saw this person leaving the Everglades Hotel or coming into the Everglades Hotel car park to contact the PSNI immediately. Any information, however small, is important to get that into the hands of the authorities so that they can try and track and catch those responsible for this attack.